I wanted to do a novel this time because my last book, Dark Star, was effectively popular science. It was it was an attempt to say, look, this thing exists, it's out there, this is the evidence, this is why, you know, this is something really solid you can get your teeth into, and it's not easy material to debunk. It's, you know, a lot of the work that I've produced from scientific papers in this to show that astronomers actually sort of think, oh, God, there's really something weird going on out there. But in order to discuss things like 2012, NASA cover-ups and all that kind of thing, I needed to shift gear. I needed to move away from presenting a purely scientific piece. I needed to move into the format of fiction to do that. And strangely enough, George, something that's happened this week is phenomenal about this book. I'm struggling with it at the moment. In fact, it's so phenomenal, it's actually going to make one of our national Sunday newspapers this weekend. It's to do with prophecy.
Really? Okay, tell me.
Well, essentially, one of the characters in my book, who I've created in a very, very specific way, he's effectively come to life and become a factual character. And in this factual character is actually very, very important within the British media. I couldn't have predicted this. I don't know how it happened. It's obviously something that I've pulled out of the collective unconscious, or I don't know. I mean, there are people out in your audience who've got a lot better idea about how this sort of psychic stuff works, but somehow I've managed to come up with this character, and he's now for real as of about 4 days ago. So obviously I've discussed this on the internet, and it's been picked up by one of the papers, and it's going to go into a political gossip column on Sunday.
You didn't conjure him up, did you?
Well, I conjured him up in my mind, but he turns out to be real. Shall I tell you about him?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, one of the characters in my book is a magnate who owns a paper that I've called the Daily Standard, and it's based loosely on the London Evening Standard, which is a real paper in London, and it's got a big circulation. And what I wanted to do with this character is I wanted to make him quite powerful and somebody who would potentially be involved in or understand the conspiracy that's going on with NASA to do with Planet X and so on. So I made him into a Russian oligarch. In other words, I made him into a person who had taken over the paper in the years or a couple of years before 2012 and was effectively a foreign influence. So you wouldn't be able to tell. He was an ambiguous character. You wouldn't be able to tell whether he's a good character or a bad character. He's a Russian who's involved in security, who owns a London paper, and obviously he's a very, very powerful billionaire. Well, this week, there were reports coming through from the Financial Times and the Times in London that a ex-KGB foreign intelligence agent who became a billionaire through various monopoly developments in Russia is in advanced talk to buy the London Evening Standard.
Interesting.
And it's just phenomenal. The coincidence is phenomenal.
And you know, Andy, there are no coincidences.
Well,
they all happen.
Well, you see, my scientific mind would go, now, come on, this can't be for real. But it does make you think, doesn't it? I mean, it's just so phenomenal. And so I put a photograph of this chap up onto my website with, you know, the headline from the Financial Times. And one of my proofreaders, Monica, who lives in America, had a look at this guy. I'd never seen Mr. Lebedev before. And she said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. He's exactly how I imagined him from reading your book. So I don't know. The point I guess I'm trying to make is not only is that a very quirky and interesting piece of gossip for politicians, but also it sort of undermines the idea that fiction can sometimes draw up sort of predictive elements and prophecy elements. And, you know, I obviously write a lot in that book about Planet X and the Anunnaki and so on. And it would be interesting if anything else starts to come to light between now and 2012.